until April 2nd. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau said today he thinks a trade war with the U.S. will go on for the foreseeable future. In the House of Representatives, singing We Shall Overcome during a vote to censure Texas Democrat Al Green for disrupting President Trump's speech to Congress, many Democrats joining in. Green expressed no regrets, and some Democrats did join with Republicans approving the measure. On Fox News, Trump called Green a fool and a clown. The White House says President Trump will not sign an order calling for the Education Department to be eliminated today, but sources indicate that could come soon.
The president of the American Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingarten, said in a statement that dismantling the Education Department would send a message that President Trump doesn't care about opportunity for all kids. She says the only way the department could be abolished is through Congress, and that lawmakers must make clear to the president that the federal government will not, quote, abdicate its responsibility to all children, students, and working families. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
A school bus crash in western Pennsylvania sent two students and the driver to the hospital. The cause is under investigation. This parent was driving right behind the bus.
I watched it, you know, waiting to see brake lights, right? But there weren't any. And then he just went right into the tree.
The South Carolina Supreme Court has rejected what's likely the final appeal of Brad Sigmund, clearing the way for tomorrow's scheduled firing squad execution. The 67-year-old man was convicted in the beating deaths of his ex-girlfriend's parents. Mike Ellis is the county's longtime coroner.
Both were brutally murdered. Both had multiple blunt force injuries that we could see immediately.
Well, CBS's Jim Crisula now with news on national parks.
A record number of people, nearly 332 million, visited the National Park Service's more than 400 parks and sites last year, according to the agency. The popularity of the facilities comes as the Trump administration slashes the federal workforce. The National Park Service has lost about 10% of its staff so far.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 370 points. NASDAQ is down more than 300. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine County Eye has the latest on the investigation into the homicide in Caledonia Tuesday night. They've learned that the 15-year-old suspect is a Case High School student. The teen surrendered to police at a home on East White Manor Court, where officers found the victim's body with stab wounds. A former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges will undergo a competency examination. The attorney for Anna Marie Crocker raised concerns about her mental state during a court appearance. A competency hearing is scheduled for April 4th, and Racine County has withdrawn its support for a proposed ICE center. The decision scraps previous plans for land donation and financial contributions. Organizers of the ICE rink project say they remain hopeful for future opportunities. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin gets the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Badgers beat the Gophers in Minnesota. Matt LaPay on the Badgers Radio Network.
Inbounds pass to Tanjay. They'll let him dribble out the clock, and the Badgers make it 9 straight against Minnesota as the Badgers win it by 7. Final score tonight, Wisconsin 74, Minnesota 67.
John Blackwell with 25 points. The Badgers 21 for 24 from the free throw line. That's the best in the nation. Great guard.
You know, you get on the road, the fact that we were able to really be solid with the ball the second half and get to the free throw line was really important.
Marquette with a loss at UConn, 72-66. The Golden Eagles host number 6th ranked St. John's on Saturday. NBA, the Bucks over the shorthanded Mavericks, 137-107. Giannis scoring his 20,000th career point.
20,000 points is obviously when I go on the court, I'm a competitor. I'm going to compete. That's who I am.
It's Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. Bright and beautiful today. High temperatures flirting with 40 degrees and winds still a bit breezy. Clouds will be increasing tonight with lows bottoming out in the upper 20s. And tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. But I'll tell you, a warm-up surges in right in time for the weekend and into next week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios. WRJN.
Harvey and the rest of the story all about some interesting, fascinating sports stats. I mean, this will blow your socks off. It's coming up in 30 seconds. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is here to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope.
The rest of the story. The city of Edmonton, Alberta, trembled with excitement at the news. The triumphant athletes were returning home. 20,000 admirers overflowed Market Square and jammed the streets. Traffic came to a standstill. In fact, the hometown celebrities themselves had to get out of their cars and plunge into the throng, escorted by scores of mounted police. And then, at last, to the chanting and cheering of Canadian sports fans, of the World Championship Edmonton team reached the platform in the middle of the square. The 49th Battalion Band saluted them with a rousing anthem. A host of dignitaries, including the provincial premier, proclaimed their praise. And as the glow of a dozen bonfires and a shower of dazzling fireworks illumined the falling night, an impressive parade was launched into the brimming boulevards. Never before in the history of that capital city had there been such grand festivities. For Edmonton had been the home of some spectacular sports teams, a National Hockey League team that claimed back-to-back Stanley Cups in 84 and 85, a Canadian Football League team with a record holding five consecutive Grey Cup victories to their credit, but the athletic organization whose joyous, victorious 1924 homecoming you've just relived was Edmonton's basketball team, the Edmonton Grads, which the inventor of basketball, Dr. James Naismith, called the finest basketball team that ever stepped out onto a floor. Their record-shattering accomplishments comprise the rest of the story. The Edmonton Grads dominated their sport through all of the years they were a ball club, from 1915 to 1940. Of the 522 games they played in those 25 years, the Grads won 502 of them. That's better than 96%. At local, provincial, national, and international levels, they won 108 championships. Not once did they ever lose a Canadian championship contest. Before basketball became an Olympic sport, the Grads went to the Olympics anyway and played 27 exhibition games, and they won all of them. When a U.S. university basketball team wins more than 60 games, anything more than 60, that's headline news. The Edmonton Grads once won 147 consecutive games. Then they lost one game, and then they retaliated with a spectacular 78-game winning streak. In all the 25 years they played, only 48 names appeared on the team roster. And all but two of those players had something remarkable in common. They were graduates of the town's commercial high school. They had played for the high school's basketball team. And so the name, the Edmonton Grads. The history of basketball is yet in the writing, but there may never be another team like this one, not only because of their stratospheric statistics. For the invincible Edmonton Grads, the team deemed best ever by basketball's own inventor, was exclusively comprised of former members of the commercial high school girls' basketball team. In a sport ordinarily identified with sky-hooking, slam-dunking, court-pounding supermen, the best ever were women. And now you know the rest of the story.
That's a great story, Paul. Thank you. And that one's for the sports junkies. Paul Harvey's rest of the story heard twice daily here on WRJN. Don Rosen has a different story than the one you hear at 12:05. Don's rest of the story with Paul Harvey is at 7:25 every Monday through Friday here on WRJN. If everybody had
bushy, bushy blonde hair, serving USA. You'll catch him serving at Nell.
Inside, outside, USA.
Ventura County line.
Inside, outside, USA.
Santa Cruz and
Trent. Inside, outside, USA. Inside, outside, USA.
All over Manhattan.
Inside, outside, USA.
And down Bohemian Way.
Inside, outside,
everybody's gone surfing.
Serving USA.
Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Speed along the line. we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, the lives we live in, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Congratulations again to Orlando, and there's Margie, Jay is in there, and others who all won tickets to see Gabriel Iglesias, also known as the Fluffy Guy. I call him the Squishy Guy, at the Wisconsin State Fair in August. And WRJN is sitting on tickets to other events. I can say no more. Just keep listening. We'll pass on the details and the tickets to you. On WRJN.
Need groceries without the hassle of a big box store? Cristiano Supermarket has you covered with a wide selection of everyday essentials at competitive prices. Enjoy fresh signature subs from Lee's Deli, EBT for your convenience, and plain black or white t-shirts up to 5XL for just $5 every day. Feeling lucky? Join the winners who got their Wisconsin State Lottery tickets at Cristiano's. No gimmicks, just good luck and great deals. Swing by Cristiano Supermarket at 21st and Kearney in Racine.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the relief hotline at 800-303-1219. 800-303-1219. 800-303-1219.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news, and we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
away from my God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up, all about a very famous, or is it infamous, woman of history. A real-life woman, or so the legend goes. But this was a hit in 1966. That's coming up 1:45-ish, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget on WRJN. Let's get you up to speed now on what's happening out there with Stuart J. Waddles, with this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Racine County Eye has the latest on the investigation into the homicide in Caledonia Tuesday night. The Eye has learned that the 15-year-old suspect is a Case High School student. He was arrested Tuesday night in Caledonia for allegedly killing his mother. The teen reportedly surrendered to police as he was leaving the family home on East White Manor Court. That's where officers discovered the woman's body with stab wounds. In a statement to the Racine County Eye, Racine Unified says they've activated its crisis team and they're providing support resources to staff and students. You can read more about the latest at racinecountyeye.com. The competency of Anna Marie Crocker has been called into question. She's the former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges. During a court appearance yesterday, her attorney raised concerns about her mental state. That prompted the judge to order a competency examination. Crocker charged in both Kenosha and Racine counties with offenses including first-degree sexual assault of a child will return to court for a competency hearing April 4th. Plans for a new ICE center in Racine County have been put on ice. According to a statement put out by would-be organizers, the county government has pulled back its support for the project. Officials with the Racine County ICE Center nonprofit says the county's decision ices a previous plan that included land donation and financial contributions. RCIC officials say they remain optimistic about future possibilities for bringing an ICE center to the area. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather. Bright and beautiful today. High temperatures flirting with 40 degrees and winds still a bit breezy. Clouds will be increasing tonight with lows bottoming out in the upper 20s. And tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy with highs in the mid-30s. But I'll tell you, a warm-up surges in right in time for the weekend and into next week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
and timeless hits, WRJN and Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band. This song was so popular, they were so loved, that we gave the Dave Clark Five a nickname. They were the DC Five on WRJN.
Here they come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Now we gotta run, no more time for fun. Again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Hits, WRJN. Songs that make you go, ooh, and whoa.
Oh, my love, my can do so much.
back at you. The station that brings you local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and Don Rosen in the morning. Tomorrow, his guests are going to be Autumn Lattimore from Friends of the Racine Public Library. They've got some events coming up. You'll learn about those. And Mike Clemens is in the studio. Brett Hoffman from the Marcus Theaters. It's an action-packed, thrill-a-minute program with Don Rosen tomorrow morning on WRJN.
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power Scooters or Power Chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades,
flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
WRJN. Children behave, that's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play, they don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. Tommy James, I asked him once, do you get upset when other people record your songs like I Think We're Alone Now? He said, no, it's flattering. WRJN.
Just got home from Illinois. Locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing. Statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur controller listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the fly?
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
How can I be sure in a world that's constantly changing? How can I be sure where I stand with you?
Drop a dime before I walk away.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Headed out to Dead Man's Curve in my Stingray. Then that XKE pulled up alongside. The rest is history.
Forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Yo.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The on-again, off-again U.S. tariffs against Mexico are off again for another month. CBS's Adrian Bard in Mexico City.
Mr. Trump wrote on his X account that Mexico won't pay tariffs on any product covered in the USMCA trade agreement. He acknowledged Mexico has been helping the U.S. stop illegal immigration and fentanyl trafficking.
And Commerce Secretary Lutnick earlier indicated tariffs on both Canada and Mexico covered under that trade deal would likely be delayed. Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau said today his country will likely be in a trade war.